Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Wow, got a team here today. I'm really excited because we're talking about, I don't know, you could call it, I hear PA, you hear EA, you hear EVPA or whatever, but really it is about leveraging quality team members in what could be deemed an executive assistant or a personal assistant, however you might want to look at it. I'm really fortunate. You know, 7 or 8 years ago, I had in some capacity, but not really used and leveraged virtual team members, and for sure didn't leverage an executive assistant. That makes me feel so important, right? But today, as we've evolved, our company has grown, we're sitting here at 1,000 team members, and we have a long-term objective. Well, it's long-term, 8 more years now, to reach 20,000. And I started to realize that I only had time. The only thing I had to offer was time, and I had to use that wisely. And so now, Clara, you've been here how long?
Almost 6 years now.
Almost 6 years. Clara is like my right hand, formerly took care of many of the things that they're doing as well.
Yeah.
But Clara has been with me 6 years and has evolved into a very, very strategic executive assistant for me in terms of helping me with a lot of personal items, making sure travel is done, even emails, and that's been important. Tina, which it's really Tino, but we couldn't have two Tinos, so we use Tina. Tina is new, and Tina is what?
The strategic executive assistant for project management.
Strategic executive assistant and or project management. Mm-hmm. Big role, because we have a lot of projects going on.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit about each of them. And Tino, tell them what you do.
I am the visionaries brand strategist in charge of his communications and telling his story.
So basically all that stuff you see on social media, it ain't me. That's being done behind the scenes. We do collaborate a lot on what we're going to produce and what's going to be out there and the vision we want to create, but he is definitely helping create that vision. So I wanted to take some time here to really understand what each one of your roles are, because it's important. I would say most people would start off with someone like Clara, who would probably be doing everything, a little bit of brand management, a little bit of projects, but as you grow and get busier, then it starts taking more of your time. So, Clara, talk a little bit about what your role as an executive assistant looked like initially, and how has that transformed today?
So, yeah, I kind of run JW's life, a bit of everything. When I started, I think, like almost 6 years ago, it was managing his calendar. You know, scheduling his meetings, doing a bit of his emails, handling some of his travel. It was sort of like a mixed bag, and then it's evolved to more of, I'm still doing what I was doing initially, but it's now more of probably handling on a higher level, coordinating events, handling his trips, handling his hotels, just making sure that he's at the right place at the right time.
We could use this trip as an example. Mm-hmm. This is about a 15, 16 day trip. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of coordinations. I'm actually gonna be in 4 countries during this trip. So there was travel to get here initially. We had to spend some time in Zambia. I've got to go back through Kenya. And you know, there's a lot when you do that. Again, there's visas, there's hotels, there's a lot of pieces. Transportation, you kind of forget about that. Like, when I get there, how do I get there? So it's been good to have her do that. So really a lot of my personal travel and coordination, making sure that we've got a ride and you got a visa when you get to the airport. Mm-hmm. And you know, how do you get from Kenya? We just came from there. How do you get from the domestic terminal to the international terminal, making that transition? So there's pieces of that. Now, you're the newest, and she smiles more than anybody. And Tina has taken on a role as a strategic executive assistant or project manager. And let me preface by saying, there was always these things coming up, right? Like I would think to myself, oh, you know, I'm going to, well, we just went to Zambia, right? And I didn't have time to say, I need to see some buildings. I need to know about the pay structure. I need to see some buildings. So you connected us with some real estate brokers there. And I'll tell you, we got off the plane. We went and saw the real estate. We saw everything and, you know, it was done. So talk a little bit about what those look like, because that took a lot of time, correct?
Yeah.
You have to spend some time on it, which takes away from doing other things. So talk a little bit about what projects you're doing and also you envision doing.
Okay. Thank you, JW. So basically my job is to support the high-level executive, or in this case, our visionary, JW. And to put it in a nutshell, my job is to, if JW gets inspired to do something in the middle of the night, I run with it. So it's my job to put his vision to life.
And I think you said middle of the night because that actually happens.
Yeah. So he'll say, let's go to Zambia, 3 a.m. I have to make that happen, coordinate with the realtors, set appointments, set times for them to view buildings, pick good buildings for them to view, and make sure they're not on a wild goose chase.
Well, you told me, right? You said there was the one real estate person who said, we got 10 buildings. I said, I can't see 10 buildings. I said, you tell me the best three I need to see. And we end up seeing four.
Yeah. So there's a lot of research involved, a lot of coordinating, a lot of planning, a lot of brainstorming and bouncing ideas off of each other, and basically making that vision come to life.
Well, and you've got a big project you're working on coming up. We won't go into details because it's kind of something we're excited to put out, but there's a lot going into it. We're basically building out a kind of an academy teaching people how to leverage remote virtual teams as well as the various types of executive assistants. So well done. If Clara as an executive assistant was to get caught up in the day-to-day she gets caught up in the day-to-day, but she had to take on a project, which Tina is doing, this would all fall behind because she would have to focus on that for maybe a day or maybe two or maybe a week.
Correct.
And then the rest would fall behind. So as we've grown, gotten busier, having a strategic project manager assistant is great. And man, I'm telling you, she smiles. Oh, I got to say this. You jumped in at the last minute. Company-wide, big party, had 350 people coming. We had some change in some team members, and she stepped in with, I don't know, 4 days to go. And I said, well, you're going to have to handle all this, and went off without a hitch. So well done.
Thank you so much.
One can do for you, too. I didn't have time, and Clara didn't have time. So last but not least,
yes, sir.
We've got something that's really important, and that's brand management. First of all, what is brand management?
Well, brand management is really the crafting of, you know, one story and delivering it to the market to the right people at the right time. It's the reason why people believe what we say, believe what JW have to say, believes what Zimworks is doing and what we're about. And really sewing all those different pieces together so it being one complete picture that people can understand and appreciate. And I think that's the most important thing and trust. Brad, that's the most important thing about brand management.
Well, and you said that in a nutshell, like it wasn't a lot, but it was a lot. I mean, I've got my website, which we just revamped. He was in charge of coming up with all the details that were on there, the videos, the blogs, the different speaking engagements. You're in charge of the developing and getting podcast guests.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure they fit into what we're doing. You're in charge of the social media, working on the post. You really have to tell a story.
It's absolutely. The story is there to be told. Every person has a story, but not enough people invest enough time or have the time to invest.
Don't have the time.
Build it into their story. And that's where I come in as a brand strategist, as an executive assistant, to bring that story to life, to let people know in the right places.
You know, when I think about that as an example, the thing we're probably the most proud of is the 51. Giving back to ministries. Everybody knows about it here. We talk about it internally. We talk about the ministries. We have people volunteer. But many times we don't tell that story to our clients and the people at large, let's say in the United States or Canada, UK, wherever it is. And Tino is in charge of doing that, making sure that brand strategy comes out in all facets. Even from a corporate side here, he's looking into how that could be more effective as well. So, Clark, what does a typical day look like? Give me a normal day.
I wake up. I might go to the gym. I might not. But I'm not an early riser. I tend to work with his time zone.
I'm not an early riser.
So I wake up. The first thing I do, we use WhatsApp a lot. So I open my phone. I check my WhatsApp just to see if there are any messages that I have from JW. Then I check my emails, you know, just to see if there any if there's anything that he would have sent to me during the night while I was sleeping, just to make sure that anything that's urgent is attended to pretty quickly, you know, because we do deal with a lot of clients, a lot of deadlines, a lot of time-sensitive information. So I just wake up to make sure everything is sorted out, and then I go about my day, getting ready for the day. I come into the office. And then, yeah, just start with my tests. Just start working
on because you work until 5 o'clock Central Time in Texas, so we're mm-hmm. on the same work time zone. But I usually will continue from 5 until whatever time with some tasks and sending emails and maybe some different things, projects. And I realize that they're not awake, but it really helps to know when they get in, those are first thing. So mm-hmm. It's great that these team members that are amazing, you know, project managers, executive assistants, brand managers, can work on the projects during the same time zone, but yet be able to leverage them a little earlier. So you're new, but what does the day look like?
Well, my day can look like anything from waking up at 10 a.m. or at 7 a.m., depending on what's going on. So I'm sort of straddling both time zones. I have JW's time, and then I also deal with suppliers here at this side.
Correct.
Who start work at 8 a.m., who've already started calling and texting me, we need this, we need that. And so I'll deal with that first before I even get into the office. Once I get in, prioritize my tasks for the day, then have meetings and communications as much as I can, put them in that order, and then we begin with the project management side of things. So any research, following up on anything that needs to be done, and if there's anything impromptu that comes up, learning how to pivot quickly to accommodate that. But generally, that's what my day looks like.
And to show you the level of the teams we have here, she is an attorney, a lawyer by trade, mm-hmm. in your degree, and you did some work in that field, mm-hmm. and then decided, okay, I didn't want to do that full time. So talented. Yeah, way talented. This whole team is talented, so it really makes a difference. And give us an example of some things you might be dealing with during the day or on your schedule.
I think one of the main things that I first do when I get into the office is always to touch base with the marketing department and see what's going on there. The conversations that we have, so we're all speaking the same language and we're all on the same page at the beginning of every day, is absolutely critical so that we all build the brand correctly. And I think the second thing is always looking for new opportunities that we can leverage the JW and the Zimworks brand. How else can we speak to people? There's so many different touch points that are available now, especially in the digital age, that you have to stay on top of these things, because opportunities can open, those doors can open and close in an instant.
Yeah.
And you need to be ready with what you need to take advantage of those opportunities quickly, because you never know how much leverage you can gain, how much equity you can build in that space. So a lot of my time is majority of the beginning of my day is looking into that and seeing what else is there, what other spaces can we be in, where else can we be? So
And let me just finish by saying, I know some people will look at this and think, well, I can't have three people. I didn't say have three people. I don't think that's normal even, but what's happened in my career over time is I've realized that we've got a lot going on, right? I mean, there's sometimes I forget how much we have going on here, and with just short of 1,000 people, it's busy. There's projects coordinating with other groups. But what I can say is this, start somewhere. You know, I love the saying, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.
Yep.
And if you're in a managerial role, an executive role, a visionary role, leadership role, all you have is time. That's all you got. That's all you have is time. And I know that each of these three individuals, realize that their goal is to help me with my time. I mean, it's been hectic this last week, right? I mean, I've had to cancel stuff and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be there. We got to do this. But they recognize that, and it doesn't upset them, but they're able to help me leverage things that I need. So I just say start somewhere. Look at your daily task. Really look at the things you're doing. If you're really busy and you're checking your own email, you need to stop, because 50% of my emails are junk. Another 25% I don't need to be involved in. Cara knows which ones those are, and then I can spend time on those. If you've got projects take time. You got to spend time on it. If you're trying to build your brand or your company's brand, I like to post occasionally, but I cannot do it every day. I don't have the time to be consistent, and consistency is the key with brand management as well. So thank y'all. This has been great. I think people need to understand how they can effectively leverage their time. So if you want to get started on the journey to having an executive assistant, get started. Let me also say this. It's not instant success. If you think you're going to hire somebody and 2 weeks later it's all hunky-dory and things are running smooth, that's not the case. Just the first 30 days is getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. What do you like? What do you don't like? What do you need me to focus on? What do I don't focus on? And so I think be patient. And then most importantly is do regular meetings, which I've been very lax the last couple of weeks with a lot of travel, but I'm getting back in the ground floor of that, of doing weekly meetings, and we can talk about priorities. But they do work together as a team as well, which is helpful. So start somewhere. I've got great friends utilizing services, utilizing wonderful people, and do it in Zimbabwe. I mean, goodness gracious. Yeah. What amazing people. You've heard them all speak. You know, the English is fantastic. As we say, the Queen's, or I guess you could call it the King's English, but it's been fantastic. Well, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Laura, Tina, Tino, or Tino and Tino. I got to say Tina because I'd be messing up my emails. So we appreciate you. And thanks for listening in, for learning a little bit about what it means to have an executive assistant and how you can effectively leverage those in your tasks too. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.